I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
We're back with more of Sabres Live, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
Rolling right along here on Sabres Live, and as promised, Darren Dreger, hockey insider from TSN, has joined us in his usual Thursday time slot. Hi, Dregs, how are you?
Yeah, I'm doing okay. Full warning, though. I've got some activity out front of my house, which in front of my office, and my 140-pound Great Dane is on point and trying to secure the household. So if all of a sudden I'm shaking and rattling and you hear this enormous bark, then that's just
where
tiny.
Where does a 140-pound Great Dane sleep in the house? Is it like trying to wedge between you and Mrs. Dreger, or is it in its room by itself?
No, there are multiple places. In fact, she normally starts beside the bed on the floor beside me. And then we have this enormous chair in our bedroom. So she'll spend part of the night there. And then like clockwork, every morning at 6:30 a.m., kaboom, she jumps onto the bed and wedges between us and, you know, wants the big belly scratch with her legs in the air for like 10 minutes. And then that's just that's her morning ritual. Let's get going. I need my two cups of food. Chop, chop. Let's get at it.
Amazing. Speaking of big. Yes. I keep thinking that Igor Shesterkin's contract should be even bigger. Here's my reasoning why.
And how Dregs, big? How big, Duffer? Like you say, bigger.
Well,
how big?
Well over, like easily 12, and it can go higher, and I'll be okay. Fine with it. You and I, as part of this show, were in agreement, I think, a while back, let's say a month or so, when talking about Shesterkin outside of just the goaltending realm, but more within the context of if he's your best player, how much percentage of the cap should he eat up? Like a McDavid, like a McKinnon, things like that.
Sure. Yeah.
But here's the thing. This is mind-boggling to me that the goalie union hasn't been able to push this further along. But in 2018-19 and the following season, Carey Price made $15 million in each of those two seasons.
Yeah.
He is still at 10.5 while not playing. Yeah. If you were to say in 2018-19 that the best goalie had a cap hit of 10.5 and that seven, eight years later, you'd be talking about haggling over a goalie making a 12 million cap hit.
Yeah.
With the inflation and growth in the league, like that doesn't line up. Like, so to me, it's obvious. No. Shesterkin should absolutely get 12 or more.
Well, look, I mean, anytime you try and dissect what makes a Stanley Cup champion or a Stanley Cup contending team, you look at three positions. Do they have a legit number one goaltender? And I paused there because I was going to say elite level goaltender. And not every Stanley Cup champion, in fact, many of them don't have elite level goaltending, but they do have legit number ones. Do they have a star centerman and preferably more than one? And do they have a legit number one defense? And again, preferably guys who are top pairing, but, you know, play in that 3-4 hole, even the 5-6. You know, I mean, those are the areas, obviously, that you look at. So I'm with you, Duffer. I'm surprised, but so if we just boil it down a little bit now, so the New York Rangers have played, what, six games? It's still relatively early. It doesn't feel like the pendulum has swung heavily towards Igor Shesterkin. I think he believes that it's exactly where he knew he was going to be this early in the regular season, and that's why he's galvanized in his position of not accepting less than what he thinks he's worth. And, I mean, if he gets $12 million, that's well-earned. And the goalie market should be reestablished. It should be for a guy of this pedigree. So his position is absolutely rock solid. And that's got to keep Chris Drury a little bit nervous at this stage.
Yeah, because they've played Shesterkin a lot. Jonathan Quick's only played one game, right? So it's not like last year where Quick had to bail Shesterkin early in the season. It's like, no, he's good and he's performing well. On the flip side of this, there's teams that are like, uh-oh, our goaltending is not up to snuff. And Tristan Jarry still has three more years after this season at $5.375 million. He was a healthy scratch when the Pittsburgh Penguins played Nedeljkovic in Calgary and dressed Blomqvist as the backup. Are we in trouble land in Pittsburgh, especially in the crease with Tristan Jarry and other places around the National Hockey League?
Yeah, I mean, certainly in Pittsburgh. I don't think there's any doubt of that. You know, again, do you play the early card? And, you know, teams will tell you, and I haven't checked with Kyle Dubas, to be honest here and up front, specific to Jarry, but they will describe it as a reset. Okay, obviously it's not the start that he was expecting, they were counting on, but here we are. So what do you do? You know, there's no market for him at this point. There wouldn't be. How could there be? And then on top of that, you know, can you afford, as the Penguins can't, to go out and spend quality assets on trying to fill that need? And who's available out there that is going to make you that much better? You know, the John Gibson rumors keep circulating. I mean, they do every year. And in this case, they will basically until the March 7th trade deadline. I'm not connecting that possibility to, you know, to the Pittsburgh Penguins. But, you know, I had some conversations with some close to Gibson yesterday, and they were like, okay, well, let's, you know, help us identify what markets we think are going to be in the need of an upgrading goal or at least a stabilizing goaltender.
Yeah.
Nobody just yet. I know, as an example, I know there was lots of conversations between the Carolina Hurricanes and Anaheim Ducks on John Gibson in the summer, right? Yeah. There were. But, you know, I circled back with Carolina, and Eric Telsky says that for the moment they're happy with where they're at. And I think for a lot of teams, they don't have a choice. They've got to be happy with where they're at until they're not happy. And that's where Pittsburgh is, but they're kind of stuck in the process.
I'd be happy where Freddie Anderson is at. He's fourth in the league and goals save above expectation. Pittsburgh, on the flip side, it's not just about goaltending. They're 31st in expected goals against. Only Montreal is worse than Pittsburgh defending this year when you look at the numbers. So I think Cal Dubas has to worry about his defense and Carlson and others before he's got to worry about that goaltending. But all of all, put it together, Duffer.
Yeah, I think the Gibson thing still makes the most sense for Pittsburgh, as you know, despite the fact that it's been a recurring talking point for years. Yeah. I just don't know, even with their kindest intentions, how Anaheim could do Pittsburgh that big of a favor to make it work financially for the Penguins and for the Ducks not to get something meaningful in return. And you're right, Dregs. Like, it's not like the Penguins are flush with young players that they can give away as part of a normal package here. So yeah, fascinating. But incredibly early, and Jarry's had these moments before, like many goaltenders have had. So we'll see.
The Islanders, Samsonov last year had to get a reset, right?
Yeah, and sure. It happens.
And now he's playing well in he played well with Toronto, and he's playing well in Vegas. Like, it happens.
Hey, when you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
How do you think Utah's going to try to, I know it always starts internally and they have depth. I get it. But yeah. Like potentially crippling long-term injuries, Dursey, most likely gone for the year. Marino,
yeah.
3 to 4 months. That's a massive hit on this blue line. What's yeah. up with Utah?
Well, I mean, the best case scenario for Billy Armstrong in Utah is to try and plug some holes internally. That's a tall ask when you're trying to fill the skates of the two guys that you just mentioned here, Duffer. So I think that there are multiple things going on around Utah. No sense of urgency on the trade front. But why wouldn't you make some calls? I mean, obviously, you know, you've got teams that are, you know, soon going to come out of LTI. You know, I look at the Toronto Maple Leafs. Timothy Liljegren can't stay in the lineup on Craig Berube's blue line. So could he be, a stopgap in Utah? It feels like Liljegren needs a fresh start. It does. He's a better defenseman than the way he's shown here. I look at the Columbus Blue Jackets, who steamrolled the Maple Leafs on Tuesday night, but they've got some pieces on that defense that I think they'd consider moving. And what about the Nashville Predators? I'm sure you guys caught this, and I should remember the reporter who talked to Barry Trotz, but I can't. Anyway, I read it on social media where Barry Trotz this week was talking about how he's working the phones, right? And he'd love to add a centerman. But there's no one available right now. It's too early, so he's just going to have to be patient. Well, Dante Fabbro, for me, if I were a team looking for a defenseman, man, I'd be circling his name. You know, he's a decent-sized right-shot defenseman. Some nights he's playing 18, 20 minutes with Roman Josi, and then the next night he's in the press box. Mm-hmm. So what is he? Is he a top-four guy? Is he a third pairing? Can he play in the league? I think he can. But the most attractive part of Dante Fabbro, and I'm going to talk more about this tonight on Insider Trading, he's on a one-year deal of $2.5 million. He's 26 yeah. years old. He's an unrestricted free agent at the end of this year at 27. Like, I don't know. So my point is there are pieces available to Utah. There are pieces out there if they don't like what they see internally.
Have you heard anything from Buffalo's standpoint on that? I mean, we're sitting here. They've had Bryson. They've had Gilbert. Like, you know, Gilbert has gotten into a game, but Bryson hasn't played. They have established veteran depth in Rochester, as Clegg is one of their top guys. He's played with the Sabres over the last couple of years.
Lots of depth there.
It does seem like that. So
yeah. And I haven't heard anything connecting Buffalo, but, you know, that's not to say, again, it's the old cliche. Of course, they're in conversations. I think the reality, though, is, as Trotz acknowledged, you know, in his quote, it's just too early. I mean, we haven't played 10 regular season games yet. So whether it's Buffalo, whether it's Ottawa, whether it's Toronto, any of these teams that have these developing players or have players with experience that aren't in their lineup, all clubs covet their depth. At this point of the regular season, they do.
What is going on? You mentioned Ottawa. What is going on with Linus Ullmark? Cautious approach. It reminds me of COVID when it was with an abundance of caution. We're going to cancel tonight's game because Linus Ullmark is living in the abundance of caution world right now. Yeah. What's going on there?
Well, when he first was sidelined, the message that I got from the Sens was, we don't have any concerns. It's minor. He just needs a few days rest. Well, that was several days ago. And was it this past weekend or was it maybe in the weekend before? I think it was this last weekend where maybe, anyway, 10 days ago, Linus Ullmark met with the media.
Yeah.
And he was very open, not specific to his injury, but it was interesting in how he described, you got to be careful when you feel something. And Marty, you know, you can acknowledge this. When you feel something, you know it's not right. Yeah, the spirit of the player, the compete in the individual, wants to play through it. But then the worry comes in. Okay, well, if I play through it and something serious happens, now it's not day to day, it's multiple weeks. As soon as he said that, I went, nah, he's not day. Like, he's not ready. He's gonna take whatever time is necessary to get through this. And I think goaltenders more than ever. Marty, how many games did you start in the National Hockey League where you felt 100% going into that game and then felt 100% coming out of that game. It'd be a low percentage.
Well, no, I'll be honest with you, Dregs. That probably is an exception to the rule because I never really had to worry about any nagging injuries. Like, I broke my collarbone, that was it. But I do remember one time in Philly, my hip was bothering me a little bit. After the game, I see the doctor. He's looking at me. He goes, "Sorry, kid. We're going to get an MRI tomorrow, but it looks like you'll have to get a surgery and you'll be out for the year." And I'm like, what? Like, I'm just feeling a little pinch here or whatever. The next day, go get an MRI, get a day off, right? And I'm waiting, like, patiently of, am I going to be done? Do I need hip surgery?
Yeah.
And then the second day after that, I was feeling pretty good. And my trainer goes, "No, you just had a little bit of a hip pointer, like whatever, you're good." Perfect. I went on the ice and didn't miss. So I went from missing the whole season with a hip surgery to being all right 48 hours later. Like that's how wow. sometimes things turn around. But it could be the opposite too, where things are minor, but really they become major.
And look, I know we have to wrap up here, but there's a sense out there, and not just from inside the goalie fraternity, but around clubs, that these guys work too hard. And that's on ice and off ice, and particularly on game days, where Joe Wall, as an example, who's expected to start tonight against the St. Louis Blues. I mean, this guy was lifting weights in the gym on game days.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, at some point, maybe.
I followed Marty Brodeur's program. I knew Marty a little bit, and I followed his program, so that was good.
Eat and sleep. That's all you have to do.
And I would suggest that Marty and maybe others and perhaps goaltenders moving forward should follow Glenn Hall's program, as the Hall of Famer turned 93 recently, and his philosophy was always to show up a little late at camp because he was busy painting the barn in Stony Plain, Alberta. So, you know what? It worked out for Glenn, 502 consecutive
up
games
there,
and all the rest of it. Yeah. So, good stuff, Dregs. Thank you. We'll see you next week.
Thank you, guys.
Darren Dreger from TSN. We'll wrap Sabres Live after this.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.